From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on Syria. But the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has also been in talks with his Russian counterpart.
We're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
President Obama says he instructed Kerry to keep working at discussions with the Russians about Syria. U.S. and Russian military officials have been meeting for weeks to try and work out the terms of the deal. Previous ceasefire agreements have failed to last for long as both backs opposite sides in the five-year war. President Obama will now head to a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Laos, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country. During the summit, Obama may meet Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, who on Monday warned the U.S. president not to question him about extrajudicial killings in his country and a crackdown on drug trafficking.
We will always assert the need to have due process and to engage in that fight against drugs in a way that's consistent with basic international norms. And so undoubtedly, if and when we have a meeting, that this is something that's going to be brought up.
U.S. President Barack Obama. The partially built parking garage in Israel collapsed, injuring 18 people, trapping at least three others. There were no immediate reports of fatalities on Monday. This is